Rena on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm super. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Evaluate your preparations for Halloween right now on a scale of 0 to 10. 0, miserable, you've done nothing, it's tepid, it's really shameful. Or 10, you are lit, you are ready to go, and we all should be embarrassed we're not at your level at this point.
Oh, 10.
10?
Without a doubt.
Wow. Put both shoulders back in socket. Man, very
right?
Impressive. Okay, well, so what have you done?
Well, we have the landscape lights are all purple and orange. There's a new haunted castle inflatable that the kids will have to walk through to get to the front door.
Wow.
There's a graveyard, two giant spiders, the happy Halloweener, which is a wiener dog that is also inflatable, an inflatable cat that moves its head side to side.
I had no idea.
Pumpkins on the front steps. My daughter made her own vial of blood out of colored water, and she wrote in letters on it, blood. There's a scary skeleton that lights up.
Jeez.
And says creepy things. Yeah, we're good.
Dave, any idea this was going to be the answer?
I was not expecting that.
Wow,
that's really strange.
I was going to go troubling myself, but strange, I think, works also. Have you always been all in on Halloween, or is this different this year?
I have never been all in on Halloween. This has come on slowly over the last couple of years because my daughter's like the most emo 8-year-old you'll ever meet. She likes clouds and rainy days and Halloween and scary skeletons. You know, she's just a little dark. She's a little dark. She might be related to you, Chad.
I was going to say, I know where that comes from. Okay, so the plan tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you going out with her? Are you staying home with her? How is this going to play out?
So normally I'm the one that goes out with her, and then my husband stays home and hands out the candy. I'm off a little later than normal this year, so I don't know how this is going to work. But also, our neighborhood decided to add a parade this year at 5:45 p.m. So,
get out of here. Come on.
Yeah. So I don't know what we're going to do yet. Dave, why don't you come over with your kids, and then you can take my kid trick-or-treating until I get home.
Yeah, we're not doing the parade
thing. They will love our neighborhood.
Okay.
Wait, you're not doing the parade thing, you mean. You, not your kids. You're not even going to tell them about it because you are lazy.
Yeah, your daughters could be part of a parade, a Halloween parade, and because you hate joy, Dave, you're not going to be there.
Yeah, because you would have been all in on that in your heyday.
Well, my kids, well, my heyday is now. Yeah. My kids are older.
You know what? I'm a parent who enforces limits, okay? I'm not the one who says, well, my daughter likes Halloween, so I'm going to spend $8,000 on inflatables and
wrong,
wiener dogs.
Wrong, says the guy who put a six-month birthday, half-birthday party together for his daughter. Wrong.
Good point.
I mean, we went to a park. We didn't have to pay.
Yeah, but you still celebrated a half-birthday.
Right.
That's weak.
Oh, I thought Rena was on my side with that. All of a sudden, two weeks later, she's ripping me.
This is a dog-eat-dog competition right now. Okay, how do you define your neighborhood? Is it like, I mean, is this a gated community where you're shot? I mean, is it?
No.
You know, so how many homes are involved in the parade?
That's a good question. I mean, not everybody has kids, but it's just a kid-heavy neighborhood. It's not fancy by any means. It's just always been like a very, like when you move into it, you know, what you're getting into. Like there's like at a little association. It's not like it's not like you pay anything to live there, but I mean, like there's just people who care enough that they have a little board and they decide like, we're going to do movies in the park during the summer, or the dads are all going to get together and they're going to help make a hockey rink in the park that's, you know, nearby. There's, a 4th of July parade that they always do, and they have face painting and things like that.
This is too much time with the neighbors. Dave, you're with me?
They just like to be involved.
Too much
time. Be involved.
Yeah, it sounds like a lovely neighborhood that I want no part of.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know what? Hey, nice to see you. You know, that's right. Dave, you about there?
Yeah, yeah. Walking the dog. I'll give you a wave.
Yeah, a little
nod.
I'm
not stopping.
Yeah, I didn't realize Flag Day, do you have an event too? I mean, where does it stop?
You know what? I don't know where it stops, guys. But what I will tell you is you guys obviously don't care about others and you don't want to live in a safe neighborhood. You don't want to live where people care about other people. And that's fine. That's fine. You guys do you. Yes. That's cool.
Yeah. We shoot each other in our neighborhood. You know, that's what
Hey, there are neighborhoods that exist.
Okay. Okay. Approximately how many people will be a part of this parade tomorrow?
I don't know. I really don't know. Usually on 4th of July, there's probably, I don't know, 150 kids maybe.
What did you say?
150 kids maybe.
Is your neighborhood the city of Minneapolis? 150 kids.
Maybe. I will say this about me. I cannot describe or function around sizes of things. Like I order the wrong size of
there's
everything
so many
on the
jokes.
Internet.
I mean, seriously, we're gonna cut that one up.
I worded this. Okay. I was trying to be careful I was wording this. But yes, I am often off on the size of things. So maybe I'm not guessing the amount of kids correctly. Maybe it was 11. I don't know.
11.
I feel like this is an interrogation now.
it's the biggest parade.
Exactly.
Everyone was there.
Rita Donald Trump Sargentopoulos is with us. This is like, you know, the inauguration.
You
know, Sean Spicer is coming out.
I'm sure the 150 kids are going to love it. Freezing, windy, rainy.
Let's go there.
Can we get the candy? No!
Kid?
Do the parade!
Kids don't get cold. Kids don't care. Kids just want candy. They don't care.
Okay.
My daughter would walk around for days in the cold if it meant candy.
Let me put my shoulder back in socket. I'm friends with a number of doctors. I'll send them over there Friday. You know, when there's pneumonia outbreak and the kids are out for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the parents are in their homes having hot toddies and old fashions. Eating their candy, you know, and God knows what else is going on at these parties. I mean, it's a little
too. Who hurt you guys? Who hurt you? You're so tainted and jaded.
Can you come on at 2 o'clock and I'll break that down? I need a full hour to break that down. Okay, will
Just
you?
An hour?
Will you, it's going to be a weekly segment. Will you be a part of the parade? Will you just observe the parade?
I'm not going to make it home in time for the parade. So I think she may have to miss it.
So who's the evil person to care 11 who's not letting you, are you doing the 5 and then you're done at 5 and you don't have to do the 6? Or are you doing the 6 also?
They're letting me not have to do the 6 on Thursday.
I mean, come on. Who is this person?
That's nice.
No, it's not.
It's the same ratings.
It's not nice enough. You should be allowed to be home with your daughter in this swingers event with kids. I mean, I don't know. You know.
Hey, I signed up for this job. I knew the hours.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. How many of the kids are really going to want to be out there when it's sleeting and it's?
They're children.
34.
And there's candy involved.
Yeah. So, in other words, all of them?
Yes, all of them. Every last one of them.
If you get footage and there's somebody out there with an ankle bracelet, I mean, is that also just a part of the neighborhood situation? We welcome and all, or?
Oh my God. I thought you were talking about like an 80s ankle bracelet. I didn't know you meant like,
that's what I meant.
Like a prisoner, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like an ankle, like, you know.
Sure.
Decorative.
Yes.
Decorative item. Wow. Does anybody have something comparable to Rena in their neighborhood? Please call or text right now. 651-461-9226. The Queen of Halloween, Rena, is next on CCO. Wait, is this from the parade? Is this a live look at the parade a day ahead? What do we have here?
Well, it's National Candy Corn Day.
Oh, God.
It's not our main theme today, but we're sprinkling it in, just like a bit of candy corn you should.
Thank you. Let's get to that. Our friend Rena is here. You love candy corn? You think it's okay, or you loathe candy corn?
I wouldn't go so far as to say Lowe's, but it's not delicious.
Yeah, it's not.
It wouldn't be a choice.
No, it's way, way, way down the list. Dave, I think you're a candy corn sympathizer, aren't you?
I am a, if I'm going to eat it plain, that's probably not happening, but mixed with peanuts, it's like a, tastes like a Pearson salted nut roll. I can do that.
Mm.
It's a good mixer.
No. No, you're compensating.
You know what's worse? When they flavor other things like it, like they have the Oreos that are candy corn flavored.
Ugh.
Like, don't do that.
Well,
don't do that.
We've discussed this before, too. There are way too many flavors of Oreos. You know,
yes.
Oreos are good, right? By the way, our friend Adam Carter, go ahead, Dave, tell Rena what Adam said recently.
His favorite type of Oreo is the Oreo Thins.
That's his favorite. The Oreo Thin.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, just don't eat all of it then. I mean.
Can't handle the creamy filling, I guess.
I mean, honestly, who says, you know what I want right now? An Oreo.
An Oreo thin.
An inferior Oreo.
Exactly.
That's good.
You know, the Oreo that was, couldn't hang with the brothers and sisters. You know, the Rudolph.
The runt of the litter.
Yeah, the Rudolph. I was thinking, can I say runt right now? I assume we can. The Rudolph of Oreos. You know, when he was bullied? That's what the Oreo
thin get to play
is.
The Oreo games.
Yes, he does not. I'll just say for me, right now, I have nothing up for Halloween, and I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I'm a bit in mourning, I would say, for... This might be 20 years we had this cat, not a real cat, we called Sparkles. Dave has a friend called Sparkles. She works at Buns and Roses. That's a different sort of situation. But Sparkles, you would plug in, and Sparkles' tail would wag. Sparkles' head would go up and down and was kind of creepy. Well, Sparkles was really breaking down the last few years. So after Halloween last year, I had to throw Sparkles out. You can hear my emotions still coming out about throwing Sparkles out. And because of this right now, I don't have a pumpkin. I don't have Quinny's going to be with Kathleen. My house might be the one the kids are afraid to go to because there's nothing up.
Yeah, I can see that. Why don't you just turn your light off and peer through the windows and pray that they run away?
No, I enjoy it. I'll be giving out multiple. Do I need to get a pumpkin today?
Are you going to carve it or are you just going to set a pumpkin out there? Because that's just lame. Like, don't bother. If you're not going to, either go in or out, but like, don't stick your toe in the pumpkin water. Like, that's lame.
Dave, is that lame if I at least get a pumpkin and put it out
there? It's pretty lame.
Yeah. So it's nothing.
I think at that point, why not just also put out a case of eggs and say, kids, I deserve this. Have at it.
Wow. I mean, what about anything else to damage the house? Should I, you just leave the door open and say, come on in and take whatever you want?
Are you handing out toothpaste, by the way?
No.
Dimes. He's the one that's got the bowl of dimes.
Pennies. I got pennies. Hey, here are you. How about 2 pennies for you right there? Okay, remind me, because I reacted to it, why were you asking about water beds at some point in the last week on the Twitter machine?
I can't remember how it came up, but I was talking to my daughter about it. I had a water bed for many, many, many years, and it's just like, the concept of it is just bizarre to me now that I think about it. And she couldn't figure out what I was talking about. Like, she just couldn't grasp the concept. And then I tweeted about it or X'd about it, whatever you guys call it these days. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I started getting all these ads for waterbeds. I was like, I can't even believe they still make these things. And some people responded saying they still have them.
Well, okay. I had one in college. Moved, even had my waterbed from Tempe to Rochester to Orlando to La Crosse, and even back here in the Twin Cities for a couple years. One point, I filled it up in Tempe that a buddy called. I was talking to him outside. The thing was about to explode. I wasn't paying any attention. God knows what I was doing. But why did we like waterbeds then, and waterbeds really aren't much of a thing now? I'm not saying they're completely out, because you did have people text us, but no, nobody really talks about having a waterbed now, right? Do they?
No. No, I think it's, I don't know, it's a different era now. You've got Sleep Numbers and the beds in the box things and the foam stuff. And I think we all got old and we were like, hey, guess what doesn't work for my back anymore? Waterbed.
Harrigan, did you ever have a waterbed? Did you ever desire to have a waterbed?
I had a couple friends who had them and I was very jealous, but I was never gifted a waterbed.
I remember, you know, and again, I've been insomniac my whole life, basically. I remember liking the waterbed.
Maybe you should go back to it.
Yeah, maybe I should. What if you give that to your daughter for Christmas? What would her reaction be?
I don't know. I don't know that I would do that to her. It was very weird.
A number of texters are wondering if the vicious dog, where the vicious dog is when the parade is taking place and also when the trick-or-treaters are arriving at the mansion.
The dog doesn't really go anywhere but our own yard ever. And on Halloween, we put gates up in the door so that we can open the door, but there's a gate there, a dog-sized gate that a dog can't get through or over.
Is the dog just menacing from behind the gate?
Just barking constantly.
Mm.
Both dogs barking constantly. It's a whole night of barking constantly.
I think we've discovered something, Dave, here. Rena asked to work.
Yes.
The 5 o'clock
yes.
newscast.
No parade,
I think it
no
took
barking.
Me a while to get there. I think we have our winner. Thank
Whoopsie.
You. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Rena. It's time for Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time to replace your old window with Infinity from Arvent and get free installation labor.